翻开新约圣经腓立比书。
Let's turn to the New Testament, Book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第二十五节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 25.
我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith.
叫你们在基督里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
So that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love.United in spirit, intent on one purpose.
我们真的低头祷告。
Bow for a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你，在七日的第一日，你爱子复活的日子，我们一同在你的殿中来朝见你。
Father, we thank you on this first day of the week, on this resurrection morning, we come to see you in your temple, in your house.
我们感谢你，因为你是乐意向我们说话的神。
But we thank you for your God delights in speaking to us.
早晨你再次借着圣灵宝惠师再次向我们说话。
Once again this morning, may your Spirit, the Comforter, speak to us.
叫我们都能够伏在你的脚前，静坐在你的脚前，一同来聆听你向我所说的话语。
When we come and bow before your feet to receive and listen to your word.
把你的圣言再多更多的涂抹启示在我们里面。
May you continue to put your holy word in our hearts.
让我们真是知道这是家中如何来行。
So that we may know how to conduct ourselves in your house.
你祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们说到呢，腓立比书呢是一卷充满喜乐的书。
The Book of Philippians is a book that's filled with joy.
他十四次说到喜乐，有五次是动词，九次是名词。
It mentions the word joy 14 times, of which 9 are nouns and 5 appear as verbs.
有些时候呢，他是说到保罗在什么事上他喜乐。
In some instances, it speaks of Paul's joy in some matters on earth.
有些时候他说到在什么地方要这些信徒们要喜乐。
In other instances, it's the joy that Paul has asked.The believers to pursue.
有些时候呢，他叫他和他们一同来喜乐。
In other instances, it's a call to rejoice together as one.
这实在是一个非常稀奇的事情。
This is a truly an amazing thing.
因为保罗呢，他这时候呢是在罗马坐监的。
Because during this time, Paul was in prison in Rome.
他虽然不是被关在罗马的监牢地牢底下，但是呢，他是住在租来的房子里头。
Though he was not in a jail underneath the ground, he was under house arrest.
但是呢，记着这个历史书上面的记载，当时的这样的犯人呢，都是24小时跟着罗马兵丁是那个链子锁在一起的。
According to historical records, people who are under this type of imprisonment are under 24/7 lockdown, under the supervision of a Roman soldier.
我想没有人呢会在这样子失去的自由的情况之下，你都会喜乐的。
I'd imagine there is nobody on earth who would feel joy under these circumstances.
那么他不但是他自己喜乐，他别人跟他一同喜乐。
But not only is he rejoicing, he's also calling others to rejoice with him.
我也这个也稍微看见一点呢，保罗啊，他在这样坐监的环境当中，还得写这么多的书，那个宝贝的书信呢，是有他的属灵的秘诀。
We see that he's able to write all these spiritual letters under these circumstances while he's in prison. It's truly a spiritual.Thing.
就是呢，他一直保持在主面前有喜乐的心。
In other words, we can see that continues to maintain his joy before the Lord.
他们有人 说到呢，那个尼托真弟兄啊，他在那个劳改营关了20年。
Well, Brother Ni, when he was in prison in the labor camps.
那么他最后一封信呢，写出来是写给他的大姐的。
He wrote his last letter. Gave us explanation.
他呢信很简单，那最后他说呢，但是呢，我保持在主里的喜乐，而且呢，希望你能够多保重，也能够常常喜。
Gave us a true explanation on faith, and that we must maintain joy in the Lord.
我们呢知道啊，这个尼弟兄啊，在监里头啊，受了许多的苦楚。
Know that Brother Ni suffered greatly in the labor camps.
他们呢可以用尽了人间最残酷的那个刑罚来逼迫他，要他放弃他的信仰。
The government at the time used the most cruelest methods to try to force Brother Ni to renounce his faith.
但他始终为了主的名能够站立得住。
But he was able to maintain his stance in his faith to the very end.
在那里呢，我们就看见一点呢。弟兄之所以能够在你站立得住，还有他保持在主里面喜乐的心。
We see here as an example that a brother is able to maintain his faith is because he's able to hold on to the joy in the Lord.
这是在艰难的日子里头，一个使喜乐的心呢，使我能够一直持守我们的心在主的面前。
A joyful heart will enable us to continue to hold fast to the Lord in times of trouble and distress.
罗马士在马太福音第十一章那里，他记载一件事情。
In Matthew chapter 11, it records this.
那时候呢，那个耶稣呢，他在那些城里头啊，行了许多的神迹奇事啊，但这些人总是不悔改。
Jesus
不相信。
Jesus had performed innumerable miracles in these cities, but these cities would not repent.
他就开始责备他们了，说是格拉逊啊，你有祸啊，伯塞大啊，你有祸了。
He says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida!"
因为呢，你若是行在你当中异能，那个行在那个推罗西顿呢，他们都会悔改。
He says if these miracles were performed in lesser cities, they would have repented.
那个加百农啊，你虽然升到天上，将来必坠入阴间啊。
The Capernaum, though you were heavenly, now you are amongst.
因为在你们当中行的异能啊，若是行在这个索多玛、厄摩拉，他们还能够存到现在。
He says if these miracles happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would still be around.
可见呢，当时呢，主他虽然做了许多的事情呢，但是呢，人就是刚硬不信。
Despite all the Lord had done and performed, the people were stubborn to not believe.
如果呢是我们在这样的情况之下，我们去传福音，我们去做许多事情，没有任何的果效。
It's likened to us trying to evangelize and spread the gospel, and nobody heeding or coming to believe.
那我们里头一定是非常的沮丧啊，非常的灰心啊。
We definitely feel discouraged and dispirited.
但是呢，在路加福音第十一章记载这件事情的时候，他说啊，那时耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐起来。
But in this Luke gives the same account and says that the Lord rejoiced in the Spirit.
他说啊，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你啊，因为将这些事像聪明通达人就藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。
Says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes.
因为你的美意本是如此。
Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
在那里主呢被圣灵感动啊，这么样子的那个挫折的环境当中，他里头还能够喜乐起来。
Under these discouraging circumstances, the Lord was filled with joy from the Holy Spirit and was able to thank.
因为在那里他看见父的旨意的。
Because there he saw the Father's will.
借着这件事情呢，父要显出啊，他把这些事，像聪明通达的人，他要隐藏起来，像是婴孩，他要显明出来。
But through this, the Father showed that he would hide these things from the wise and prudent and reveal them to babes.
那么这个在艰难的环境是这个样子。
So when we are under tribulation distress, this is the case.
是在那个。主里面的那个圣灵感动的喜乐，让我们在艰难的环境当中还能够坚持站立得住。
Under these distressing times, when we have the joy of the Lord, we are able to push on.
那么在平常的时候呢，我们就应该可以经历到这些喜乐。
But during normal and peaceful times, we should be able to also experience this joy.
如果我们平常就不知道不认识这个喜乐的话，可能在难处来的时候，我们也没有办法借着这些喜乐来让我们度过难关的。
If we are unfamiliar with this joy during normal times, how are we to recognize it when we are under distress and tribulation.
那么我们说的这个喜乐到底是什么呢？
But, so what exactly is this joy?
在彼得前书第一章第八节他这么说，他说你们虽然没有见过他，却是信他。
In 1 Peter, it says that although you have never seen him, you believe in him.
如今虽不得看见，就是因为信，但是因着信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Because you believe what you cannot see, you have this inexpressible joy.
那你说呢？我们得有应该有个大一个喜乐，是个大的喜乐。
It speaks of this joy, this great inexpressible joy.
而这个喜乐是有荣耀的喜乐。
And this joy is one of eternal joy.
另一面呢是这个喜乐能够显出基督徒在神面前的荣耀。
This joy is able to make manifest the glory of God within them.
另一面呢这个喜乐呢是因为我们看见神的荣耀，我们经历那个荣耀之后，我们里头产生了那个喜乐。
This joy may be a result of us being able to behold the glory of the Lord and having it manifest because of that.
但是他那里说呢，这个呢是说不出来的，没有 inexpressible， 你平常的话讲不清楚。
But as 1 Peter says, this type of joy is inexpressible, unable to be expressed with words.
那么这个喜乐呢是谁有的呢？
Oh, but who has this joy?
他说你们信他。就有说不出来没有荣光的大喜乐。
So those who believe will have this inexpressible joy.
所以呢，只要我们里头有信心，是我们相信神的人，都应该有这样的喜乐。
So all those who have faith, all those who believe in the Lord should have this inexpressible joy.
这个喜乐是应该在每一个神的儿女们当中都应该经历的。
This is a joy that every child of God should be experiencing.
但是呢，最我们特别注意的是呢，这个喜乐呢，很显然不是世上的喜乐。
But this joy is obviously not one of this world.
世上的喜乐我们都有经历过，我们都能够说得出来，我们呢找到好的学校，我们呢找到好的工作，我们好的成家，我们立业，我们生子，那很多事情我们都会喜乐。
This earthly joy we are all well acquainted with. We've all felt it when we've gone to a good school, gotten a good job, or when things go our way in life.
那虽然这些喜乐真的是非常短暂的，你高兴一天、两天、三天就过去了。
But this joy is very temporary. It fades after a couple days.
但是呢，这些是我们可以描述的。
But this joy is some. This earthly joy is something we can describe.
但是这里彼得还没说什么，这个是世上的言语 inexpressible， 你没有办法表达的，说不出来。
But Peter says this type of joy is one that's inexpressible, one that's unable to be defined by words.
保罗他说呢，这时候神的国不在乎吃喝，乃是在乎公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
He says, the kingdom of heaven is not eating, drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个喜乐呢，不但是今天要经历的，将来的国度里面要经历，要带到永远去的。
But this type of joy is not one that's only experienced today, but forever and in the kingdom.
那这个喜乐呢，是在圣灵中的喜乐。
This joy is one that is in the Spirit.
是在主里面的喜乐。
Is a joy that is in the Lord.
所以呢，我们呢需要开始认识哈，这个喜乐是怎么来的？什么叫做在圣灵当中的喜乐
？So we need to learn how to recognize what this joy in the Lord is.
那么彼得腓立比书呢？他告诉我们一个秘诀。
This Philippians gives us.This clue, this hint to joy. He says you must continue for your progress and joy in the faith.
那我们在我们的没有信他，我们就有那个喜乐，那这个信心在增长。
If we have faith in the Lord, then we will have this joy, but this faith must grow.
当我们在主里面长进的时候
，When we have growth in Christ in the Lord，
我们里头就会产生这个喜乐。
We will have this joy grow from within。
我们那个喜乐呢，显明出我们在主里面有长进。
This joy shows that we have this growth in the Lord。
要认识这个在圣灵当中，在主里面的喜乐的话呢，我们的灵命，我们的生命需要慢慢长进。
In Christ, in our life, in our spirit, we must gradually mature in Him.
我们越长进呢，我们越能够认识、体会 尝到一点什么叫这个圣灵中的喜乐。
The more we progress in our faith, the more we're able to experience, taste, to understand what this joy is.
腓立比书在前面，我们上次就提的是说，我们在传福音的事实性上呢，我们会经历喜乐。
Last time I shared on how we have new experience this faith as of this joy as we evangelize and spread the gospel.
当我们传福音给人，人信主了，啊，我们心中非常的喜乐。
When we share the gospel with someone and they believe, we have this immense joy.
这个喜乐呢，不太能够用世上的话来表明出来。
And this joy is not something that can be expressed with the words of this world.
也不能够很清楚的描述为什么一个完全陌生的人，他信了主之后，我里头会喜乐。
Because we cannot really describe why we feel this joy when a stranger comes to believe in the Lord.
但是这是在圣灵里的喜乐。
But this is a joy in the spirit.
同时呢，传福音呢也是我们长进的一个重要的一个途径。
Sharing the gospel is also a part of our progress in the faith.
如果我们在灵流要长进的旁边，必须要传。
If we must make progress in our spirit, we must share the gospel.
传福音呢，帮助我们重新整理、重新思考我们所信、我们所认识。
Through sharing the gospel, we are able to revisit and rethink our own faith.
那么在这里呢，他的继续说二十六节，他说呢，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
When we look at verse 26, it says, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again.
一方面呢，保罗去那里帮助他们，让他们在基督里面长进，他们会喜乐。
On one hand, there is joy because Paul will be going there to help them progress and grow.
那更重要的一个是呢，当他们到他们当中的时候，他们见面，彼此交通，他们一定会更加的喜乐。
But what's more importantly, this joy comes from when they're together and they're able to share with each other and fellowship with one another.
在约翰一书第一章里，他是说呢，论到从起初原有的生命之道。
In First John.
John
1:1 says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with their eyes, what we have looked at and touched with their hands concerning the word of life.
那么他三节他说过，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
He says, we have given to you what we have heard and what we have seen with their eyes, what we have looked and touched with their hands, that we may fellowship with each other.
那么使徒呢，把他们所看见所听见的传给这些人。
And the apostles shared with what they have seen and heard to these people.
叫他们那个信主，叫他们在主里面有长进。
So that they may believe in the Lord and progress in the faith.
有一个很重要的目的呢，是他们可以彼此相交。
But one very important objective is that they can begin to fellowship with one another.
那么在这相交呢，是在生命里面相交。
This fellowship, this exchange is one that is within their life.
那么对主的认识，我们相交。
It's fellowshipping within their recognition, their understanding of the Lord.
他说呢，我们这样相交的时候，我们不仅仅是彼此弟兄姊妹相交，我们乃是以父跟神他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
For this type of fellowship is not just one between brothers, but one between the Father and the Son.
我们呢，在内室里面，我们常常跟主跟父母相交。
Is this?Fellowship that we have in the inner rooms.
可是跟父跟子相交的时候，还不一定只是在内室里头。我们在聚会当中，我碰到弟兄姊妹，我们在那个同相交的时候，其实我们在跟父跟他儿子相交。
But our fellowship with the Father and the Son is not limited to the inner when we're in our inner rooms, but also we experience this when we are fellowshipping with fellow brothers and sisters.
那他说呢，我将这些话写给你们呢，使你们的喜乐可以满充足。
He says, I give you these words so that your joy may abound.
另外，约翰呢？他说：“我把所看见、所听见的传给你们，目的呢，是我们能够彼此相交。”
Says in First John, it says, "I share with you all that I've seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with one another."
在相交的时候呢，里面呢，我们喜乐呢，会 complete, 啊、到就充足、啊、到充满。
And this type of fellowship is, fills and fulfills and completes this joy.
所以呢，那个圣，我们中间呢，在我们的对于圣灵的喜悦的经历，因为我们传福音，我们是有经历什么叫做喜悦。
So as we share the gospel and evangelize, we experience、what this joy is.
那么另一方面呢，就是跟我们跟圣徒之间相交的时候，我们认识什么叫做圣灵中的喜悦。
Another aspect is when we are fellowshipping with the saints, we experience this joy as well.
然后呢，确实啊，当我们呢跟弟兄姊妹那个在一起聚会的时候，在一起交谈的时候，里面有那个喜乐是世上的喜乐是不能够描述。
The joy, indeed, the joy when we experience when fellowship with brothers and sisters is one that we cannot express with our words.
也许呢，不是外面那个世人所经历的嘻嘻哈哈哈、啊、那么那样的快乐啊，但是呢，里面那个碰到弟兄姊妹在一起交谈，在谈主的事、谈生活的事的时候，里面那个喜乐是没办法描述的。
This joy is not like the joy from this world where we are laughing or giggling from laughter because we're so happy. This joy is one that cannot be described with words as we fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
所以在第二章呢，他从第一节到第五节呢，他就说到圣徒之间如何相交。
So in chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, it tells the Philippians how they ought to fellowship with one another.
那么第一节呢，他是说到相交的内容。
So in chapter 2, verse 1, it speaks of the content of this type of fellowship.
那第二节呢，说到相交的根基。
The second verse speaks on the foundation of this fellowship.
那么第三节跟第四节呢，说到相交的实行。
And verses 3 to 4 talks about the practice of this fellowship.
那么我们今天大概只能交通第一集。
So today we only have time to share on the first point.
我们说到第四那个肢体之间的相交，我们相交些什么呢？
It's to speak on the content of this fellowship. What is this content of this fellowship when we're doing it together?
是什么样子的圣徒之间的相交，让我里面有那个说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐？
What kind of fellowship, what content allows us to have this inexpressible joy?
他说呢，他说了五点。
So there's 5 points.
但当然，他一开始他说呢，所以啊，在基督里。
He says, therefore, starts off chapter 1, therefore, there.
这所以呢，其实跟前面接在一起的哈。
So this therefore is linked to what he said in the prior chapter.
那么前面他是说到的，当我们在传福音的时候呢，那么仇敌会来惊吓我。
Previous chapters, he tells us that the enemy will try to terrorize us when we try to share the gospel.
我们呢，要为基督受苦。
And we must suffer for Christ.
因为呢，这是一场征战。
Because this is a war.
那么在这场征战的情形底下，一面我们是靠着主在那个征战里面的征战得胜。
This is a battle that we can only win if we rely on the Lord.
那么因为一面呢，因为是我们是在面对这个属灵的征战呢，我们呢更是需要圣徒之间的相交。
It's also because we are wrapped up in this spiritual warfare that we need the fellowship of the saints even more.
那圣徒之间相交呢，使我们能够在征战当中呢，能够站稳住。
The fellowship of the saints enables us to stand our ground in this warfare.
所以他说呢，第一个呢，相交呢是说在基督里面有什么确立。
So therefore, the first thing of this fellowship is that there's any encouragement in Christ.
那么劝勉呢，这个字呢，它其实拥有两个方面的意思。
This translation, encouragement, this word has actually two aspects.
那么在那个NASB, ESB, NIV, 它都翻成 encouragement 是鼓励。
And then the NASB, ESB, and NIV versions, this concept is translated as encouragement.
那么 Young's 的那个 translation, 它是说它是是 exhortation, 是劝诫。
In the YLT version, it translates this concept as exhortation.
其实中文呢也非常的非常的美啊，它劝勉其实应该是说劝诫跟勉励啊。
In the Chinese translation, it's actually beautifully translated. It has both aspects of encouragement, admonishment, and encouragement.
所以呢，圣徒之间相交的时候呢，首先呢，我们彼此要有劝诫。
So it speaks of the fellowship that we ought to have. We must first exhort each other, but also encourage one another.
当我们看见弟兄的姊妹说话不合宜，做事不合宜的时候。
Whenever we see a fellow brother and sister doing something or saying something that's unsuitable,
我们应该有那个勇气，有那个智慧来当面跟我们的弟兄姊妹讲。
We ought to have the courage and wisdom to speak directly to the brother or sister.
那么这不是为了我们的好处，是为了弟兄我们的姊妹的好处。
And it's not, we don't do this for our own benefit, but for the benefit of that brother or sister.
那么在圣徒之间相交的时候，我发觉了最不容易的一件事情就是你怎么样指出我们的弟兄怎么错了。
But the most challenging thing about this is how we ought to go about pointing out this unsuitable a word or behavior to the brother and sister.
我们常常是因为不愿意得罪人，怕得罪人呢，我们呢，既然看见错了，我们不愿意讲。
Oftentimes we want to avoid offending somebody, even though we see something that they're doing is unsuitable.
那么在加拉太书第二章呢，他记载一件事情。
So in Galatians, it records such a case as this.
那时候呢，保罗跟那些圣徒们在那里一同服侍不是这些的教会。
Paul was
加拉太教会。
Paul was in Antioch and serving.
安提亚的教会。
So there, Paul was serving with some brethren in the church of Antioch.
那时候呢，把彼得到他们当中。
And at that time, Peter came into their midst.
那么当那个从雅各那里奉哥里的弟兄来之前呢，彼得跟他们一起跟外邦人一起吃饭。
For the brethren that came with James approached them, Peter would eat with the Gentiles.
当这些奉哥里的弟兄们来了之后呢，他们就与这些外邦人分开了。
But when the group of the circumcised came and approached them, Peter separated himself from the Gentiles.
好像是他们从来没有跟外邦人一起吃饭时。
Acting as if he never ate with Gentiles.
那么保罗一看他们所做的不正啊，与福音的那个真理不合。
But when Paul saw this, he knew that what Peter was doing was unsuitable for the gospel he was preaching.
他在众人面前当面抵挡。
He opposed him to his face in front of everyone.
他说呢，我们呢信主跟外邦人是一样的，是因着相信耶稣基督得救的，不是靠这些律法。
He says, he reminded Peter that we are justified, we are saved just like the Gentiles by our faith and not by the works of the law.
那我们跟他们吃饭应该是很正常的事情。
So eating, breaking bread and eating with these Gentile believers is normal.
那他在众人面前当面抵挡彼得。
And he, spoke out against Peter in front of everybody.
彼得是耶路撒冷教会的柱石啊，三个柱石之一啊。那么那个他也当面抵挡了巴拿巴，又帮他巴也在水火中庄稼。那巴拿巴是带领他。
Peter was one of the three pillars of the church in Jerusalem, and Barnabas was there too. And Barnabas was also affected by Peter's action.
但是呢，保罗觉得这件事情不对，他必须要说出来。
But Paul knew that this what they were doing was wrong, and he had to say something.
你为了主的名故，为了主真理的名故，要站立得住。
For the sake of the Lord, the sake of the Lord's truth, he had to stand firm.
所以呢。当我们特别是当我们在对真理认识不清楚或者是有错误的时候，我们更应该当面的指责。
So especially when we are unsure and unclear about the word of the truth of God's word, we must be able to withstand this being called out.
箴言里头说了，说当面的责备呢，胜过背地的爱情。
In Proverbs it says that better is an open rebuke than love that is concealed.
如果我们爱弟兄姊妹的话呢，有些时候我们是需要说一些不容易听的话。
If we love our brothers and sisters, we often have to say things that are not easy to say. We may have to rebuke them.
但是在这边呢，还要说要勉励啊 ，encouragement.
But this purpose of this rebuke is to encourage them.
这个字还有另外意思啊，是我们呢彼此鼓励，我们彼此称许。
So we must remind ourselves this type of rebuke is also meant to encourage, encourage each other.
这两个字好像有的时候是站在对面的，我们责备跟称许两个字是对立的啊。
But we On the surface, rebuking and encouraging seem to be opposite actions. But they are both equally true.
我们呢, 也需要学习啊, 来夸奖弟兄姊妹, 我们来鼓励弟兄姊妹。
We must learn equally to also how to praise and encourage brothers and sisters.
那么当我们看见弟兄姊妹们有些地方做得非常的好，我们里头非常的感谢神，我们不要吝惜，我们是说一些赞美、夸奖的话。
If we see a brother or sister doing something well and doing something in a good way, we must not hold back. We should give them words of praise and encourage them.
发觉我们东方人啊，特别中国人，不知道印度人怎么样啊，那么不太喜欢说一些夸奖人的话。
I'm not sure what it's like in Indian culture, but in Chinese culture, we are hesitant to give words of praise to others.
那么，但是在美国的文化就很不一样啊。But
in American culture, this is drastically different.
那么我记得小的时候玩棒球，那些教练啊，那管那个球员啊。 管他是那个严得不得了，只会骂，他从头骂到脚都骂他管。I
remember when I was in baseball camp, the coach would say nothing but harsh things to the kids.
我们在台湾的时候。This
is when I was in Taiwan.
那么有一次呢，我就去 DC 了，我就参加我那个大孙子他的那个 baseball camp.
One time I went to attend my oldest grandson's baseball camp.
那么刚开始学嘛，球也打不到。
And so my oldest grandson was just starting out in baseball, and oftentimes he would miss, he would strike out or unable to catch the ball. But the coach praised him from start to finish. Even no matter how he hit or how he tried to catch, the coach would praise him no matter what.
我想这个如果东西文化能够综合一点的话，可能更适中。
But I think if we can find a middle ground between Eastern and Western culture, I think that would be ideal.
那么我们主呢，在地上我们夸他也是，他也夸奖。
But so we see here that there's also praising of each other on earth.
在约翰福音第一章里头，他那里他记载到这个有一天他呼召了比利。
Jesus also praised others on earth. We can see this report in John chapter
1.
At that time, he called out to Philip. And Philip summoned Nathanael, brought him before the Lord. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said, Behold, an Israelite indeed whom is no deceit.
那么，那个拿单也就很稀奇，说你从哪里看见我的呢？你什么时候认识我的呢？
And Nathanael was surprised and asked, Where did you see me? How, from where do you know me?
那么，主说呢，腓力还没有招呼你，在那在无花果树底下，我就看见你。
He said, Jesus replied and said, I saw you sitting under the fig tree before Philip went to get you.
那时候，以色列人常常在无花果树底下祷告，在地底下是沉思。At
the time, many of the Jews would sit under fig trees to pray, to meditate.
那么，那个主那里一看见马大爷了，就看见他里面那个真实的一部分。But
when the Lord saw Nathanael under the fig tree, he saw the that he was true.
那么他里面，那个毫不立刻就夸奖他。
He saw what was good in Nathanael and gave him word of praise.
那么我们常常说，我们不愿意夸，都去东方的文化，不愿意夸了以后呢，这个人的真言说嘛，他说人的称赞也试炼人。In
Eastern culture, we don't like to praise others so readily. And in Proverbs, it also tells us that praise is a sort of test for us.
那么，甚至这里啊，你发觉这个当主这样子的夸，这是非常高的一个称赞啊。那么拿单夜里头一点都没有自沾自喜。Well,
when the Lord praised Nathanael, Nathanael did not feel good about, didn't show signs that he was feeling good about himself, or didn't show that he was had any pride.
那么他反而立刻就说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
immediately he replied, you are, or he said, Rabbi, you are the King of Israel, the Messiah.
哎呀，主这样被他的称许，在他里面是非常大的鼓励，反而他开启里面的心，一下看见主，他就是那位弥赛亚。
This praise from the Lord to Nathanael rather encouraged him and opened his eyes to see who the Lord really was.
所以呢，在主里头呢，一面呢，我们呢，需要劝诫哈，但我们说实话啊，那个做错了，我们就应该当面的指责。
So in the Lord, when we fellowship with each other, we must be able to exhort one another.
那么一面呢，我们也不要吝惜哈，那个说一些称许这些赞美哈。
We should also not hold back praise when it's due.
那么这是圣徒之间相交应该有的事。
This is then a dynamic that should be present within the fellowship between the brothers and sisters.
那最重要的是说呢，是在基督里有什么劝勉。
So it's again, but it says here that if there is any encouragement in Christ.
如果我们是在主里。
If we are in Christ,
我们呢很自然会看我们看见弟兄姊妹的做错了，我们会指责；但是看见他们的做得好的时候，我们应该称许。
In Christ, we are able to naturally see when we ought to rebuke them and when we ought to praise them.
那么这是主的性情的显出。
This is an amazing manifestation of the Lord.
那么，所以我们学习呢，常常住在基督里。
We must learn how to readily live in Christ. If we abide in Christ together, we will learn how to encourage or exhort one another when needed, and how to edify one another.
然后底下他说呢，这是第一点啊。第二点他说的爱心有什么安慰？
That's the first point. The second point is if there is any consolation of love.
那么在圣徒之间呢，哈，相交的时候，我们常常需要安慰。
When we are together as in fellowship together as saints, there's oftentimes we need comfort.
那么在约伯记他说呢，他的人生再次遭遇患难呢，如火星飞腾。
He says, in Job, he says that men suffer and when they do, sparks fly up.
那么我们在世上生活的时候呢？遭遇患难是常常有的事情。
Encountering troubles or tribulation or suffering in life is normal.
我们呢，有时候遭遇失业了，我们有时候遭遇疾病呢，我们是出了车祸啊，我们亲人过世了。
When we are become unemployed, when we get ill, when we get into an accident, or we lose someone, we suffer.
那么这时候呢，就显出圣徒之间的那个重要啊，我们常常在这时候彼此安慰。
But here we see.The importance of having the brothers and sisters, they are a source of comfort.
那个在怎么遭遇患难的时候呢，实际上是我们最软弱的时候。
When we encounter troubles, it is when we are most vulnerable.
那么在这软弱的时候呢，我们最需要的是来自于肢体的安慰。
When we are at our most vulnerable, we need the comfort from the brethren.
我记得大概二十多年前，当我父亲还在世的时候。
20 years ago, my father was still alive.
那么直到最后一段时间呢，他是在医院里。
Last part of his life, he was in the hospital.
那我常常在医院里面在那边陪他。
So I would often go to the hospital to be with him.
那么父子之间的话讲着讲着就忙的时候，我们都没什么话说好说了啊。
The words between father and son and that time were very limited.
那么我们呢，有的时候了，我父亲在睡觉，我一个人在那里。那时候呢，你知道我心中是那个最想见到的是什么
？When I was there, sometimes he would be asleep, and I'd just be there. But there's something that I really wanted to.
最使我里面得安慰的时候呢，是你在敲门呢，弟兄姊妹来看。
And at that time, when I was in that point, brothers and sisters knocked on the door and came in.
弟兄姊妹来看的时候呢，里面呢，在那个环境底下，要么喜乐。
And when I saw them come to visit under those circumstances, I felt so much joy.
也是里面有很大大很大的安慰。
And from that joy, I received comfort.
那么在这里说呢，这安慰呢，我们怎么能够使人得安慰
？So how are we able to bring about this comfort, this consolation to brothers to each other?
他说在爱里面的话，就给他的安慰。
He says if there's any consolation of love.
那么这个安慰呢是。 发自内心的爱，弟兄姊妹之间的爱。
And this consolation, this comfort expresses the love from the brothers and sisters.
我们里面有主的爱，有弟兄姊妹之间的爱。那么当弟兄姊妹在软弱的时候，我们很自然的就会去安慰。
We have the Lord's love. We have this brotherly love. So when one of us is suffering, we are able to naturally go comfort them.
我想这个安慰呢，是圣徒的中间非常重要的。那个对彼此的去相交。
This consolation of love is a key to the fellowship we have with each other.
当我们在会发觉呢，当我们在安慰弟兄姊妹的时候呢，有的时候我们会碰见一些难处，就是我们不知道怎么去安慰。
Oftentimes when we try to comfort a brother and sister, we don't know how to go about it.
那么甚至有的时候我们的话语呢可能还不是那么合宜。
So perhaps our attempted words of comfort are not exactly the most appropriate.
所以这个爱呢可能还需要学的。
So this type of love is something that takes practice.
保罗呢他对于腓立比教会呢他里面有个祷告。
Paul had this prayer for the church in Philippians.
那前面他在第一章的时候他说到他说这个我每次想到你们呢就为你们感谢神。
In the first chapter of this book, he says, every time I think about you, I give thanks.
但是每逢为你们祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
So whenever I pray for you, I do so in joy.
欢欢喜喜是因为他们同时可以传承的福音了。
Because he has this joy because they're evangelizing, spreading God's word together in one spirit.
但是呢，这么那个这样的教会呢，他心中所常想念的教会，常常为他们祷告，为他们祈求。
Paul often thought about this church and prayed for them.
那么他为他们祈求些什么呢?
What did he ask for them in his prayers?
他说呢，我所祷告的就是要你的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而有多。
He says, may your love you have and wisdom abound more and more.
那么腓立比教会是非常有爱心的教会。
Philippians, the Philippian church is one that is of love.
他们彼此相爱，他们也爱保罗，对保罗服侍服侍上有份。
They loved one another, they loved Paul, and they had a part in Paul's ministry.
但是里面保罗里面有个感觉啊，这些弟兄姊妹们呢、啊，在爱心上面还得往前去。
But Paul had this feeling. He knew that this labor, their labors of love, this love could progress even further.
要多而又多。
I think it could abound even more.
那么这爱怎么样加增呢？
But how is this love supposed to increase?
他说要在知识和各样见识上多可能。
He says on this wisdom and experience should abound.
我们呢读哥林多前书第八章的时候，那保罗在那里说呢，知识是叫人自高自大，我有爱心能造就你。
He says that knowledge makes one proud, but love edifies.
我们总觉得好像这样是不是说？知识跟爱心两个人是相对的哈，有知识就不会有爱心，有爱心就不会有知识。
It seems that it's not having knowledge and love are juxtaposed. You cannot have one and the other.
他其实不是的，他说如果真知识呢，是叫我们的爱心能够增长。
But true knowledge, Paul says, allows love to grow and abound.
不但呢，这知识让我们知道，这个爱是神所要的，是弟兄自己之间所需要的。
This is not just love that God requires of us, but it's a love that the brethren needs.
这个真知识呢，也让我们呢，知道怎么样来彼此相爱。
This true knowledge helps us to understand how to truly love one another.
特别是在我在觉得在肢体的关怀啊，那个安慰这个时候上。真的需要属灵的知识，让我们知道怎么在爱心当中彼此帮助。
When we are caring after another or asking after another person, this love helps us to understand how to do that.
为我们有足够的、充分的知识啊，不单只是属灵的知识的，世上的一些知识啊，那么可以让我们呢，知道怎么样来帮助弟兄姊妹。
This knowledge teaches us how to help brothers and sisters.
同时呢，他还在各样的见识上。
Also says they may abound not just in knowledge, but in all discernment as well.
啊，那 discernment 的见识哈，就是知道什么事情该做，什么事情不该做。
The discernment helps us to know what we should do, what we should, things that we should not do.
什么是可以做，什么事情不可以做。
What things are allowable and what things are not.
那么爱呢，要建立在见识上。
So love must be built also upon discernment.
如果我们没有属灵的见识的话呢，可能呢我们没有办法在爱心上对弟兄对支持没有帮助。
For without discernment, we're unable to help other brothers and sisters in love.
属灵的见识呢，是让我们知道在什么时候弟兄姊妹最需要关怀，怎么样来关怀。
Spiritual discernment will teach us, will show us when brother and sister needs comfort and how we ought to comfort them.
所以呢，我们的爱呢，是需要常常在属灵的知识和各样的见识上一天一天的增长。
So this love must grow each and every day in knowledge and in all discernment.
那么在这样的增长的过程当中的时候，你就发觉呢，对弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此真是有在主里面的安慰哈，彼此的造就。
And as this joy grows on these foundations, we'll be able to know how to comfort each other and edify one another.
然后呢，他说呢，第三方面呢，他说到的圣灵有什么交通。
The third point, he says, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit.
那么圣徒之间相交呢，我想最常用的就是交通了。
So we've been talking about fellowship this whole time.
那么交通有很多方面。
And fellowship has many aspects.
那么交通呢，有的时候我们的聚会完了，我们见面，我们打个招呼，我们是个交通，然后看见弟兄姊妹就非常喜乐。
One form of fellowship is when perhaps after church we greet one another or we're speaking to one another after a meeting.
虽然呢，我们都戴着口罩，但是呢，我们看那个的眼神，我们就非常喜乐啊。
Even though we're all wearing masks, when we make eye contact, when we see each other, we're full of joy.
那么有的时候呢，圣徒的交通，我们可以到家里坐坐，我们呢跟彼此有一些更近的交往。
Another form of fellowship may take the form of meeting somebody in their own house or having house meetings, individually.
在疫情当中的时候呢，我发觉很多时候我们常常去一些对弟兄姊妹家，现在没办法去了哈，非常的可惜。
Oftentimes when we leave this house meeting, sometimes when we don't go, we feel like it was a missed opportunity.
除了见面，大家坐下来，我们甚至吃饭，我们聊天之外，
when we got together in a house meeting, we not only can speak to each other and eat with each other.
那么圣徒之间的交通呢，其实更多的时候是在聚会当中的。
But moreover, you're able to fellowship deeply with one another, and also when we are in church, we are able to do so as well.
那么在各样的聚会当中啊，其实圣徒的这交通呢，是应该是非常的真实的，非常的宝贝。
When we are fellowshipping with one another within the church, this fellowship is truly precious.
不但我们主日在一起聚会，我们查经的时候，我们一起交通主的话，我们祷告会的时候，我们一起祷告。
When we are meeting together on Sundays, when we are praying together in prayer meetings, when we're studying the Bible together on Friday nights.
其实祷告会是一个非常好的交通啊。
Actually, prayer meetings is a good way of fellowshipping.
有人说呢，就是英文说，他说我们祷告在一起，我们就聚在一起 ，pray together, we stay together.
English has a saying that those who pray together stay together.
那么在祷告的时候呢，虽然我们向着主祷告，但是呢，我们对肢体之间呢，借着祷告呢，也更多的有交往啊，也就更多的彼此认识。
Although the prayers are directed towards God, when we pray together, we have this connection, this fellowship with each other as well.
查经的时候也是一样。
This is the same when we come together to study God's word.
虽然我们在交通主的话。
When we are fellowshipping.And sharing on God's word.
那么记得交通主的话呢，我们呢更多的彼此认识。
Through this, we're able to understand each other better.
很多时候呢，是我们呢彼此并不很认识。
In actuality, we actually may not actually know each other all that well.
知道了有一天我们一起查经，都碰了一些圣经的时候，他发觉哦，原来你是这样想的，这你是这样想的。
Not until we.Come together to study God's word together, and we understand how each other thinks.
有的时候不一定是你对或者我错。
This is not a matter of who has the right, who thinks correct, who is right or who is wrong.
那很多时候呢是，才发觉哦，原来这个圣经可以这样的解释的。原来这个圣经在我弟兄或者向你会。
But rather by listening to each other, we receive different perspectives on God's word.
那么这样 这样子的认识呢，其实反而更真实。
Actually, this type of exchange is true.
我呢，有以前有一个工作呢，常常需要去出差。
I had this job previously that required me to travel on business trips often.
我到过了很多大的城市。
And I traveled to many large cities.
那么到有些城市呢，我可以经过介绍，可以碰到一些弟兄姊妹。
And in some of these cities, I was able to meet up with brothers and sisters.
那么碰到这些弟兄姊妹的时候，当然在私下我们是交通非常喜乐，从来没见过面。
But I felt this immense joy when I was fellowshipping and sharing with these brothers and sisters of whom I've never seen before, made contact with before.
特别在伦敦那边有个聚会哈，那在西岸有聚会，那些弟兄姊妹。
When I was in London, I met up with the brothers and sisters. When I was on the East Coast, I met up with another group of brothers and sisters.
当然我们在私下交通，我们就非常的喜乐。
But when we are sharing and fellowshiping with one another privately, I felt so much joy.Mind you, these are brothers and sisters that I've never met before.
但是呢，跟他们中间更多的交通是参加他们聚会的时候。
But another joy that I felt was when I met with them in their assemblies.
那么到他们中间聚会，我才发现哦，他们对主的认识是这样子，他们对主的追求是这样子。
When I entered and joined with them their assemblies, I was able to see, oh, this is how they.Know the Lord, and this is how they conduct.
不但是对我里头有帮助啊，一起帮助我认识弟兄姊妹。
Not only did it help me personally, but also helped me get to know the brothers and sisters there better.
这个相交呢是非常深入的。
This is a very deep type of fellowship of exchange.
是需要聚会，在聚会当中的时候，我们才能够认识。
It's only something that can be attained when we are meeting together in church.
在《使徒行传》第二十章那里，他记了一件事情。
In Acts chapter 20 records this incident.
那时候呢，保罗呢，他从第三次旅行步道完了，就是他要到耶路撒冷去。
This is when Paul finishes third missionary journey and he was returning to Jerusalem.
那么他来到特罗亚。
And he met the saints in Troas.
那么在特罗亚那里也碰到一些这个圣徒们，他跟他们待了七天。
And he was with the saints there for 7 days.
那七天当中，他们大概私下一定有一些交往。
And of course, during those 7 days, they must have had fellowship.
这是圣经里面没有记载那些事情。
But the Bible didn't record what happened during those.
它记载呢，到第七日，他们在一起聚会擘饼的时候。
But it did record what happened on the seventh day when they were breaking bread together.
那么因为保罗第二天就要离开他们了，所以就跟他们一起讲论。
Because the day after that, Paul was going to leave them.
跟他一说的讲论呢，我想不是说在那讲道。
He was preaching to them, but he was not preaching a sermon per se.
可能一些就是不是很正式的，但是又是很正式的，在那里半正式的在讲一些这关于主的事情。
It was a formally informal type of sharing that he had with the brethren there.
但是呢，他们就讲着讲着就停不下来。
But they kept on speaking and sharing, and they couldn't stop.
那么一直到了半夜
，It continued into the night.
那个有一个年轻人呢，叫尤推古啊，他在这个瞌睡啊，这个那个坐不住了，从这个二楼的窗上掉下来。
Because there were going on into late into night, there's a man, young man named Eutychus who's sitting on the window, couldn't stop himself from falling asleep.
你去看的时候，他已经死了。
When he fell down from the window and went to go check on him, he found that he was dead.
那保罗赶快从二楼下去了，然后我就趴在他身上啊，然后呢，把他给再救回。
But Paul went down immediately and laid his body on him and resuscitated
him. 那么，他们聚会已经这么久了，然后突然发生这么大件事情。
You think about it, they've been meeting together so intently for 7 days, and on the seventh day, this happens.
那么我在想说，那么聚会这就散了吧，就事情结束就走了吧。
Any other time, this incident would have caused the assembly, the meeting to disperse.
但是呢，保罗没有，他这时候又到楼上去了，又吃饼，又继续交谈，一直谈到天亮。
After resuscitating the young man, Paul went back up to the second floor, continued breaking bread and eating with the brethren until daybreak.
那保罗里面大概有很多的话要跟这些弟兄姊妹说。
it seems that Paul had many, many words that he wanted to share with the brethren.
哎，这弟兄姊妹们，这个很好的机会呢，都这跟保罗跟着其他的圣徒那个同在们在主里面很美好的交通。
And the saints at Troas had this great opportunity, this last opportunity to fellowship with the Apostle Paul.
我想那天晚上那个聚会，大概他们从来没有过的，从这个白天呢早上一直聚到第二天早上啊。
This meeting took all night and into the morning of the next day.
哎，你发觉呢，那个是什么呢？他们不仅仅是聚会啊，他们是在交通。
So we see here that there is not simply a meeting together, they're not simply just meeting together, but they were also deeply fellowshipping with
each other. 那么他们在什么情形下交通呢？
And what type of circumstance were they?
他们在聚会里面交通。
They were fellowshipping within their assembly.
它是一个交通，还是一个聚会？
Is a fellowship and also is an assembly.
这样的交通呢，在他们里面呢，非常的饱足，非常的喜乐哈，甚至是停不下来。
But this fellowshipping was so fulfilling.That they couldn't stop.
我记得以前呢，有一些年长的弟兄到我们当中来。
Remember a couple of years ago, these two brothers came.
有一些年长的弟兄。
Oh, there were some older brothers who came to meet with us.
那么呢，除了弟兄们在这个聚会当中给我们传讲信息以外
，Oh, these two brothers shared with us the Lord's message.
那我们呢，在那个在家里头也跟弟兄们啊那个都有些交通。
We also fellowship with them in our homes.
常常也是他这个交通就停不下来啊，交通很晚。
And whenever we started fellowshipping and sharing, we couldn't stop. We kept going into deep into the night.
有一次呢，那个孙弟兄之后跟我们说啊。
There was one time when Brother Goblin Sun said to us.
他说我每次到你那里啊。都被你们炸，炸。
He says every time I visit you guys there, I feel like I'm being strained.
我们觉得很难得见到我们的弟兄，而且这弟兄是在主里是年长的，我们都得到很多帮助，我们就停不下来。
Because whenever he comes to visit, there's so many things we want to share about, and we can't stop ourselves. We just keep going.
这是什么呢？
What is this?
这是圣徒的交通。
This is the fellowship of the saints.
他说呢是在圣灵里面的交通。
This is a fellowship in the spirit.
这个交通呢是在圣灵里面的。
This fellowship takes place in the Holy Spirit.
当然我们说呢，交通有很多的方式啊。
Although I just mentioned there are many ways to fellowship.
不但中在聚会当中的交通，我们在家里可以交通，我们这聚会完了之后，我们那些寒暄也是交通。
We can fellowship while we're at church, while we're in each other's homes, or after meetings.
但是呢，他说这都是在圣灵的带领底下。
But this is all under the leading of the Spirit.
如果圣灵带领我们
，If the Spirit leads us，
给一个弟兄一个姊妹打个电话
，leads us to call， make a call to a brother or sister，
到弟兄姊妹家去坐坐
，or to cause us to visit one of our brothers and sisters' homes。
其实呢，在聚会当中的时候，也是圣灵赐给我们话语，我们的彼此劝勉。
Or even when we're together in here assembling。The Spirit may ask us to say a word or two to a brother or sister.
你发觉呢，这些圣徒之间的交通呢，对我们是非常有帮助。
You can see that the fellowship of the saints is of great benefit to us.
不单是说我们呢，在交通当中，我们就有那个圣灵中的喜乐。
Not only do we have this joy from the Spirit when we're fellowshipping.
而且这些交通呢，常常是使我们能够有长进。
But this type of fellowship allows us to continue to progress and grow.
每次我觉得我们在这查经的时候，实在是彼此供应啊。
Whenever when we're studying the Bible together, I do feel like we're supplying one another in a way.
那我们呢，巴不得圣灵呢带领我们啊，不管在什么样的情形底下啊，我们在主里面常有交通啊，在主里面的彼此的扶持。
No matter what, I pray that the Spirit continue to lead us in sharing and serving one another.
这样的交通呢 会让我们稍微体会一下啊，稍微认识一下什么叫做圣灵中的喜乐。
When we fellowship in this way, we're able to taste what it is to have joy in the Spirit.
这种喜乐不是世上的喜乐，不是一般的言语可以描述。
And this joy is one that is inexpressible in human words.
我们需要今天就在这些这种圣灵中的喜乐都有些认识，都有些经历。
So we must experience as much as we can this joy in the Spirit.
你知道到难处来的时候
Especially so that when troubles come,
我们呢都会碰到难处。
of which all of us will encounter.
也许我们没有办法像尼利兄那样子在监狱里头为主受苦。
And I'm guessing not all of us can act the way Brother Need did under his circumstances.
但是当我们都在日常碰见难处的时候，需要帮助的时候
，when we encounter troubles in our lives and need help,
能够真正扶持我们的
，what
让我们在那难处上还能站立得住的。
The thing that will truly support us and keep us up and hold us up.
是我们在日常就经历过认识到那圣灵中的喜。
It is the joy that we have come to learn and recognize through our daily life.
这个喜乐是给我们力量，这个喜乐让我们在难处中能够站得住。
This joy gives us strength and it helps us to stand firm in times of trouble.
那底下呢，他要提到两件事情，在圣徒相交的时候需要能认识的。
And then next, Paul tells us that there are two things that must be learned, in this fellowship.
他就说在心中要什么慈悲跟怜悯。
He says you must have, this love and affection. Oh, sorry, you must have this affection and compassion.
中文呢，这个慈悲跟怜悯，我们实在分不清到底什么差别啊。
In Chinese, it translates as, merciful and loving.
Merciful. 因为中文看的好像是差不多同样的意思，可是在英文你看到是不同的字。
In Chinese, the two words seem to be synonyms, but in the English translation, they're two distinct words.
那英文几乎所有的英文翻译版慈悲都是说到感情 affection.
Whenever the English Bible. Whenever this Chinese word here appears, it's translated as affection.
那么圣徒在相交的时候，一个根基呢，有一个是我们彼此之间有感情的。
Talks about emotions, affection, when we that should be experienced when we are fellowshipping with one another.
我们呢常常会觉得，如果我们属灵的话呢，我们这个魂里面的感情要摆下，这种感情要摆下。
Some of us have this conception that the more spiritual we are, the less emotional we become.
那么太多这个 emotion 呢，太多情绪上的、感情上的事情，可能帮助不大啊，不应该有啊。
Some of us might even think that emotions, too much emotions, actually hinder us.
其实圣徒之间相交必须要是感情的根基的。
But when we are fellowshipping, the fellowship between the saints must have some level of emotion, affection.
那么保罗他在罗马书十二章，他说呢，要爱弟兄，要彼此亲热。
Possibly must have this fervor in our love for one.
他不但说爱弟兄，要亲热的爱弟兄。
He doesn't say only to love one another, but to fervently love one another.
我们呢，对弟兄姊妹要有那个感情的。
So it clearly shows that there is emotions there.
那么我们当我们看见那个弟兄姊妹们在难处当中呢，我们里面有那个感觉。
So when we see a brother and sister suffering, we have this feeling.
当我们的那个好久没有见到弟兄姊妹的时候，我里面会想念。
We haven't seen a brother and sister for over a period of time, we start to miss them.
当我们的碰见一些弟兄姊妹们，他们离开我们了，不管是什么样的原因离开我们。在超市里碰见了，在路上看见说，里面突然有那个感觉，非常的喜欢，非常喜的啊，就看见你。
Whenever we meet a brother or sister who has left our assembly for whatever reason, whenever we see them in public in the supermarket or whatnot, we feel this joy when we see them.
弟兄姊妹之间应该有需要这方面的感情的。
So as, if anything, emotion is a crucial part.In this fellowship between the saints.
在使徒行传第二十章那里啊，当保罗离开特罗亚之后
，In Acts chapter 20, in this recounting, when Paul departs from Troas,
那么他要经过以弗所
，He had to pass through Ephesus.
那么他因为不愿意在以弗所耽搁，他就在尼都就打发人呢，请这些长老来跟他见面。
But so he could not delay from his journey, he asked some of the brethren to meet him there.
那么这个当这些长老们来的时候呢，保罗呢继续在他们有一些讲话，一些劝诫。
he couldn't go to Ephesus, so he asked these elders to come meet him in Miletus, where he would share his words of exhortation.
那么鼓励他们为了主名站立得住，鼓励他们要为信仰谨守。
To continue, encourage them to continue to hold on to the word and to continue going forward.
那么当他们要分开的时候。
And when they were about to part ways,
他们跪下来一同祷告。
They prayed together.
他们抱着那个保罗的那个颈项哭。
They kneeled together and they held and embraced Paul and cried as they prayed.
因为呢，保罗跟他们说呢，说这个可能是我最后一次跟你们见面。
Because he said that this is the last time he would see them.
当我离开之后，可能我再见不到你们面。
Because after Paul leaves, he said that.They would see his face no more.
他们里面非常难过，抱着痛哭。
And they were full of sorrow within, and they held him, embraced him, and cried.
保罗他在以弗所教会待了三年，是待最久的地方。
Paul remained with the church in Ephesus for 3 years. It's the longest out of any stay.
保罗说呢，是凡有关于神永远旨意的事情，我没有一样避讳不跟你们说的。
There's whenever regarding the will of God, there's none that.The eternal purpose of God, there's none who knows more than those in Ephesus. Shun nothing from you.
那么他在以弗所确实是把那个所签的启示都告诉这弟兄姊妹。
Because he revealed the entirety of the eternal purpose of God to them.
所以呢，你看见呢，他写以弗所书的时候呢，是他写的那境界甚么的高啊，因为他知道这些弟兄姊妹他们能够听。
So we see when he was writing to the Ephesians, he was at his highest peak in his spiritual state because he shared everything with them.
但是呢，这些弟兄姊妹们没有因为他们听这么高的道，他们心就冷了。
But the Ephesians did not become cold after hearing all of this.
他们所接受的教导，所接受的启示是属天的启示，这么的高。
But they received this high revelation from heaven.
但是他们对于保罗呢，对这些神父，因为有很深刻的感情。
But they have this intense, affectionate, and emotional bond with Paul.
所以当保罗说我再以后再不跟不能见我的面的时候，他们里面非常难过啊，抱头痛哭。
So when Paul told them that they would not see him again after this, they held on to him and wept.
那这里呢，就是当我们圣徒相交的时候呢，有一个根基之一呢，我们。必须有 affection， 我们能够有感情。
So this affection is one of the foundations that we must have in our fellowship with one another.
当然，有些人感情比较容易发表，比较容易不容易发表。
Of course, there are those who are much more able, easily to express themselves, and those who are not as able.
但是我们都要更多的认识，更多的增加增。当我们对我们弟兄姊妹们看见的时候，我们的感觉啊，我们那个喜乐。
But as we grow in this life, in this love, we are able to express this more and more.
那除了有这个感情之外呢，而且说还要那个彼此怜悯。
But apart from having affection with one another, we must also have compassion towards one another.
我们都会犯错。
All of us will make mistakes.
那么犯错的时候，我们需要指正。
And after we make mistakes, we must be corrected.
那个走错路的时候，我们需要把它挽回。
If we take the wrong path, we must go back.
但这个做的同时的时候，我们还心中需要怜悯。
But doing so during this correction, we must also have compassion.
因为知道我们自己也在肉身当中。
Because we are also knowing that we ourselves are also in the flesh.
能够体贴，能够包容弟兄姊妹的感受。
So we'll be able to sympathize and also.Accept and tolerate what the brother and sister is doing or has done. This is something that is crucial to fellowship. First Corinthians, rebuked the brothers and sisters there.
有个弟兄呢，他娶他的继母哈，犯了淫乱。
For one of the brothers there had taken his stepmother as his wife.
保罗几乎震怒啊，所以那个不但骂那在责备这个重重的责备教会了，而且要说要把这个人从教会中赶出去。
In his wrath, he rebukes the church for allowing this to happen, this person to remain, and
把他交给撒旦啊，那个好像他的到主耶稣日的主日子呢，他能够得救。
And demanded that this brother be excommunicated from them. for him to be dealt with by Satan.
那么那当哥林多教会也听了啊，确实对这个这个弟兄啊严厉的对待他。
And the brethren there listened, hearkened to Paul's words and rebuked him and kicked him out.
但是当保罗他写哥林多后书的时候。
But in 2 Corinthians, when Paul was writing 2 Corinthians,
那这个弟兄悔改。
We see that this brother who was kicked out had repented of his ways.
这保罗又回头了跟教会说。
And then Paul told the church,
他说呢如果有人因此忧愁的话呢那你们呢要用爱心的把他们挽回过来。
He told them that one, if you have a brother who is in such sorrow, you must have compassion and bring them back. He says he has received the rebuke from everybody. That is enough.
那倒不如原谅他，安慰他。
And now is time to forgive.
免得他那个忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。
Because if you allow him to go on being sorrowful for too long, he will fall into perdition.
那么你看保罗一念呢，他对于错误，他是对恶，他是何等样的严厉哈，严厉的责备。
So on one hand, we see that Paul has his iron fist in terms of rebuking that which is ungodly.
但是呢，当这个弟兄回头了，悔改。
But once this brother repented of his ways,
迫不及待的让弟兄姊妹们呢，再次把他用爱心把他挽回来。
He urged the brother. He urged the brethren to have compassion and to receive him again.
那这是圣徒在相交的时候，我们需要有些学习的。
This is something that we as saints have to learn.
我们在主里头有需要有怜悯。
We must have mercy, compassion in the Lord.
我们在主里头有包容。
We must cover one another in the Lord.
那么我们在主里头就能够彼此建立。
Only then can we build each other up in Christ.
那这五个方面呢，说到这个圣徒之间相交的内容。
These five points now we see speak to the content of this fellowship.
我想呢，在这些事情上啊，如果我们有更多的学习的话
，I think if we have more learning on these matters,
你就会真的认识哈、啊，圣徒之间相交是何等的宝贝。
We will learn just how precious the fellowship of the saints is.
里面呢，会带给我们那个何等样的喜乐。
And it will give us this inexpressible joy.
我们要认识什么是圣灵中的喜乐吗？
We must recognize and learn what is this joy in the Spirit.
我们要使这个灵里面的喜乐在艰难的时候能够帮助我们吗？
So we must learn that this joy in the Spirit will help us in times of trouble.
我们呢常常在聚会当中跟弟兄姊妹交通。
So we must continue to fellowship. Frequently with brothers and sisters in the church.
把握每一个机会跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Must treasure every moment, every chance we have to fellowship with one another.
在私下的交通里。
Even with our fellowship being in private.
在公开的交通里。
Or we're fellowshipping together in public.
我们有劝勉。
We have this exhortation.
我们有安慰。
We have this comfort.
我们有彼此的交通。
We have this fellowship with one another.
我们呢一点一点的，我们认识啊，原来这就是圣灵中的喜乐。
And bit by bit, gradually we understand this is the joy in the Spirit.
这个喜乐，当我们在难处的时候，会成为灵的帮助。
This joy will be of great help to us in our times of trouble.
成为我们里面的扶持。
And become our support.
我们一同也祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你把许多的弟兄姊妹们摆在我们当中。
Because you have placed many brothers and sisters in our midst.
我们一同聚会，我们一同服侍，我们一同在另一头彼此相交。
We meet together, we serve together, and we fellowship one another.
这是何等样属天的福气。
This is truly this great blessing in you.
但愿你今天就在这些交通当中，我们认识在灵里面的喜乐。
May we understand and know what this joy of the Spirit is through our fellowship.
因此我们就能够宝贝这样子的交通。
May we treasure this type of fellowship.
我们能够在交通当中，我们彼此建立，彼此扶持。
In our fellowship, we may be able to edify one another and serve one another.
好像你的家能够建立。
So that your house may be built.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.